very first electronic vehicle in Malawi. There you have it.
The historic launch of the vehicle comes as motorists in Malawi continue to spend hours in long queues at pump stations because of the recurrent fuel shortages Malawi has been facing for the past 6 months. Shizo Thompson is the founder and managing director of Sky Energy Africa. He told VOA that the electric vehicles would help Malawians in various ways, including saving their money.
When I'm talking about saving money, I'm trying to mean that this vehicle does not require monthly engine services or not require fuel to recharge. So it means they're going to save money, but also to bring convenience in their daily life because, with the fuel challenges in Malawi, due to Forex, we believe that this will address this problem.
At the launch over the weekend, the company introduced the inaugural electric vehicle, the Citroen EC3, to the market. The vehicle accommodates both industrial and home charging gadgets, and it can run 320 kilometers on a single charge. Thompson says they have partnered with some pump stations to install industrial charging gadgets in their service stations. However, some experts in the car industry doubt the sustainability of the innovation in Malawi. Bon Vetan is the managing director for Bon and Auto Electricals, a vehicle servicing company in Malawi. He says Malawi does not have enough trained mechanics to service the electric vehicles, and this would make the innovation unsustainable.
So these cars will be giving more problems. People having them, where are they going to service these cars? In our school, we haven't learned about this type of cars unless we upgrade on how to service these electric cars.
But Thompson says electric vehicles are very easy to service.
There's no engine in it, there's no need for oil service, or what is in the electric vehicle are the batteries, then we have the inverter, then we have the motor, and this is something that we already do on our daily life. So this will be taken care of by us.
Malawi's Minister for Energy, Ibrahim Matola, was the guest of honor at the launch. He said the introduction of electric vehicle in Malawi is a step forward in technology in the country, and that the government will ensure the sustainability of the electric vehicles. For VOA Africa, I am Lamik Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.